2020-173, found on page 62. Replacement light pole in Appanag.
We have had another light pole taken down in a motor vehicle accident. This one is right here in Appanag, and we are requesting to replace the light pole, and the cost is $4,900. It is going through the insurance.
And, Christy, what? I know we just did one recently. I think it was in Ward. Was that in Ward 4?
We've done.
How much was that light? I know we did a few of them.
The one that we know we just did. Well, we had three in Connecticut. We had one in Patuxent. We have this one in Appanag. The one in Patuxent was two. It was from two different vendors. The top and the light and the pole, I want to say, was somewhere around a little over $5,000.
In the same range.
Yeah, I mean they're not obviously identical light poles, so the costs do vary a little bit.
And is this something that we're gonna? I noticed that this accident occurred in 2019. I guess it was kind of go through the process with the trust and the paperwork, et cetera, the reason why it doesn't come to us until now?
Well, it just, actually, I was unaware. It just happened in July of 19. And yes, it's been filed with the trust, but I've also been in contact with the prosecution of the police department, and they are requesting restitution.
And are we expecting to get restitution either from the trust or?
That I don't know. I don't know if it has gone before a judge yet or not. They just asked me for numbers, and that was just recently.
Okay. Okay. Any Councilman McAllister?
Thank you. Yes, I think this is very important to replace this. I know the Appanag Village Association paid a lot of money for these decorative lights. I believe it was part of a whole process, almost $90,000 with other improvements around there. So I'm very pleased to see that we're staying on top of that. Also, more lights in Appanag, the better. Every day there is accidents. I know a lot of us live right there and see it every morning. So, you know, more lights are the better. And I'm glad to see that this investment that the Appanag Village Association is doing, that we are keeping up on the maintenance on that and going after the replacement. So, thank you.
Councilman, are you including police lights in that thing as well? Okay, any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
2020-176, Rescue Support Service Software. And that is found on page 65. Sir.
Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6, exception to bid, to award the rescue support software maintenance and hosting to ImageTrend as a sole source in the amount of $17,346.95. This bid will ensure the continued availability and maintenance of the fire department's rescue software platform for reporting, and it runs from January 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2020.
Okay, thank you. And take note that the bid of the contract doesn't expire until January 1, 2020. So thank you for the promptness. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2020-179, repair to fuel tanks, and that is found on page 68.
Public Works is requesting to have repairs done on the fuel tanks in the DPW yard during the annual testing. We are required by DEM to maintain these tanks. There are repairs that are necessary for them to pass the annual certification. We received a quote from the local vendor that does this sort of work. We are asking for an amount not to exceed $5,000. I know that the estimated cost is $45.57. However, we can't we're trying to make sure that once the repair is started, we can't put it on hold. It's, you know, we can't open the fuel tanks and put it on hold. So we need to be able to make sure that the job is completed start to finish. We don't expect anything else to come up. But that's...
So, I don't understand what you're saying. We can't. We need to do... Maybe I just don't understand what you're saying.
We can't... Once they start replacing, you know, these adapters and the overfill devices and as it's outlined in the quote, we can't leave them open. Like, we can't leave it exposed in any way.
Okay. So, Christy, you say here that City of Warwick is required to have annual testing done on the underground storage tanks. When was the last inspection done?
We just had it done. It was completed, and I think it might, does it say it here? We just had it completed in the beginning of July. But we have these additional items to be compliant. We have to get these additional items fixed.
So this inspection was just done in July?
Yes.
When was it done before that? So I think in your report here it says about being done in July, so I'm referring to the one before that.
It's annual, so it would have had to have been done the year before.
But you're not sure if it was done or not?
I would imagine that it was. Otherwise, DEM would probably take issue with that. We have to submit a report every year. But these tanks are 20 years old and underground, so they require a little bit additional.
Okay, it also says this department engaged the above vendor to provide an inspection, filled out all the required forms for Rhode Island DEM, and submitted them directly to Rhode Island DEM on behalf of the city. When were those forms submitted?
July 29th.
July 29th?
Yes.
And there are copies retained in this office, meaning copies of that in your office?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone else that tests these tanks other than Trask?
Locally, I'm not sure.
So on this costing sheet, it talks about the July 29th inspection. Says cut to remove, fill adapter, replace, overfill device operation, et cetera, reinstall if good. They give us an estimated cost of pots. So when they're saying reinstall if good, I'm assuming that it means item two, an estimated cost of pots for this overfill device. It could be another, if both of them are needed, about $1,300.
That's included in the... Yes, they will install them if the ones we have are still good. If they need to be replaced, they will replace them. That dollar amount is included in the parts portion.
So, are you saying that
if we don't need them, they won't install them, we won't pay for it?
Yeah, but you just said they were included in it.
They are included in the request if we need them.
Oh, in the request, but not the cost of them.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's all the questions I have. Any other questions? Councilman McAllister.
Quick statement. This is one of those unfunded state mandates that gets passed down to the city that we get to pay for.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2020-181, purchase all-season dump body, and that is found on page 71.
Department's requesting to purchase a dump body for one of the vehicles. It is on a 2000 Peterbilt that still has a usable cab and chassis. I would like to request to amend the dollar amount from $22,288 to $20,958. There's a different body that we can purchase that will suit the vehicle better. It will be installed by city personnel.
Chrissy, just repeat those numbers. So you're going to reduce from 22,288.
Correct.
To what?
20,958. Yes.
Okay. And once again, the reason that you were able to get this savings?
That we were quoted a body for this vehicle, and after some further research, there's a different, it's similar, but a different body that suits the vehicle better, that costs about $1,300 less.
Okay. And, you know, I certainly would be remiss if I didn't comment on, again, how much I appreciate the fact that you're looking to spend, you know, roughly $21,000 to save us $260,000 for a truck. And, you know, obviously we have our conversations that are not always so pleasant, but I must say that DPW, you folks have been doing a good job looking to get the deals on this type of equipment. You can save a vehicle by putting a $21,000 dump body on it. I had a conversation with the deputy chief of the fire department yesterday, and he was also telling me about a similar situation that they're working on, which is going to result in a significant savings of, as opposed to going out getting a new vehicle. So we do have plenty of things that we do agree with. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on the amendment, PCR 156-19.
I make a motion to amend the contract award to $20,958.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second to amend PCR 156-19 from $22,288 to $20,958. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Need a motion as amended on PCR 156-19.
I move favorable action on PCR 156-19 as amended.
Seconded.
Yes, I had actually put that in the record. PCR 156-19. Thank you. 17. Item number 17. IMC software and maintenance. Found on page 74. Go ahead, sir.
Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6 to award Tri-Tech Software Systems the renewal for the maintenance and technical support in the amount of $49,396.25. This is for the IMC software product that the police use. I'd stated all the different functions within the letter. They're numerous. It will run through December 31st, 2020, for 1 year, January 1st through 2020.
Again, thank you for coming promptly with the contract expiration. And so there is no choice. I mean, this is who we have to use. Bottom line is done.
They are the only ones that offer support and maintenance of their product.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number 18, workstations, laptops, found on page 77.
This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6, exception to bid, for workstations, laptops, tablets, printers, and computer peripherals. The effective through date of this request will be March 31st, 2020. These purchases will be made from the MIS budget, code 25231, As I've mentioned on several other occasions, we are in the midst of replacing all of our Windows machines, Windows 7's machines that Microsoft support ends at the end of the year. So we have a push. We've about depleted our stock that we had purchased from the last request and are in need of ordering more. Due to the rapid change nature of technology equipment, we're unable to predict exactly what model we would be buying. So for us to go out to bid, it makes it a little bit challenging because those models can actually become unavailable within the cycle of going out to bid. So what we're proposing is using the vendors listed on the Rhode Island Master Price Agreement MPA number 345 and the Massachusetts Higher Education Consortium, we're going to take a list of five that we have listed on this letter of the approved vendors from there, the suppliers. And each time we put together a purchase, a grouping need, we will go out to at least three, hopefully all five, but at least three of these vendors, request them to submit quotes within 1 week. We will take the lowest offered quote in totality. We will not split it between vendors. If one offers a Microsoft tablet cheaper than the others, but their price on laptops are more expensive, we're simply going to give them the award in totality. We will then attach the quotes that we receive to the purchase order for reference sake to make sure that we always keep a record of accepting the lowest bidder.
So we had spoken about this last week, and you had explained to me the steps that you took, you know, stepping above and beyond that MPA, which we just spoke about a moment ago with DPW, and you took it beyond that, and you said, let's include Massachusetts Higher Education Coalition. And I would like you to explain to everyone here what the potential savings could be by doing this.
Well, as it works out, if we were strictly to go off of the MPA, the vendors they have on that approved list, the pricing is such that it would always go to the same vendor. One that we have used in the past, they're a very good vendor, and they have good pricing. But the others listed on there, for the equipment that we buy, it would not be competitive. So by going into the Massachusetts Higher Education Consortium group, we've added in two competitors that can rival the one on the MPA and offer us pricing that would be more competitive. We actually had gone through this process in our last purchase, and in that process, we were able to drive down $100 per system savings. And while that doesn't sound overly significant, it made us assured that we were getting pricing that was extremely aggressive. And across the three that we had gone out to, I would say all of them were aggressive enough that they were within a few dollars of each other. We went with the lowest bidder overall, and by using that other one, we're able to include those other vendors in this request.
So I think there's a couple of important points here. One is, in being humble, you say $100 isn't, you know, huge, but I think it is, because when I put myself in the seat of the taxpayer, I say, you know what, for me to come up with $100 out of pocket, I got to earn 130. So yeah, I think that's a significant number, because if we add up all these hundreds that we continue to save working together and doing creative stuff like this, it adds up to a lot of money. And that's what the taxpayers are asking us to do. Another point I want to make here is there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 vendors. I don't want anyone to misunderstand what we're doing. We're not approving five vendors like all on their own, because in the MPA, by going off the MPA, there's already three there. What Phil has done is he's added two more vendors to the MPA list. So he's expanded this MPA list. We haven't expanded vendors. We're not saying, okay, you're gonna five vendors, you know, do whatever you'd like. What's important to understand is by him stepping out of the box and dealing with Massachusetts higher education, including that in this bid, he now brought in two more vendors that he can shop through Warwick's MIS MPA. I like that one. Good job. Any other questions from members of the committee? Is everybody clear on that, on the vendors? Because it's important. Okay. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay. Going down the order, we've already done all those minutes. Oh, I'm sorry. Where did that go? One more? Okay. So it's not on my sheet. Put it on the mic, please. Put it on the mic. Okay, just put it on the mic, Bill.
Mr. Chairman, the last item that was included in the underlying resolution, bid 2020-182, was omitted from the agenda, and so the recommendation is going to be to hold it aside at a PCR and bring it up at the next meeting.
A recommendation of who? Your recommendation?
My recommendation.
Okay.
Is to hold it to the next meeting.
Okay. Okay, so we have a recommendation from our legal counsel. I need a motion based upon that recommendation. This will be on item 2020-182.
Motion to hold till October 21st.
Seconded.
October 21st. Do we need a PCR? PCR 157? PCR 157-19. At the recommendation of our legal counsel, because of a possible posting issue, the Finance Committee has unanimously voted to hold bid number 2020-182, now PCR 157-19, until October 21st. Thank you for that. Thank you, Councilman McAllister and Bill. Thank you. Okay, now on to item PCR 148-19, resolution relative to abatements.
Good evening. Neil Dupuy, tax assessor. Excuse me, I got a cold, so I'll try to speak as clearly as I can. We have abatements for the month in the amount of $52,348.78. I should point out that we are now in the tax appeal process, so you'll start to see some granting of some appeals that we were able to adjudicate locally in my office that didn't require going to the Board of Assessment Review. About a third of this amount is actually due to the appeal of one property owner. Most of the appeals that you'll see that were granted are very, very small amounts, just the result of data collection changes that we did. One thing we are doing is any property that is appealed, we have a couple of appraisers from my office that go out and verify the existing data, because if we don't have the data right, the value can't be right. So we want to first make sure that we have accurate data to base the assessment on. But in this case, it was the former Citizens Bank office building on Jefferson Boulevard. As you know, they vacated that facility. This property actually transferred right at the assessment date. It was a couple of days before, on December 28th, for $2.5 million. We had approximately a $3.6 million assessment on that. Just to give a little history, they actually went to the Board of Assessment Review in the previous year, so for the 12-17 assessment for the 2018 bill. The board at the time reduced their assessment to $3 million. It was a $4.6 million assessment at that point. So in working with the property owner, we did go out and do an inspection. There's a lot of work necessary before they can put a tenant back in that facility. It's still got the old bank vault in there. So they're going to have to do a tenant fit out once they do get a tenant. So in working with the property owner, we both decided that we would be comfortable with what the board decided last year, which was a $3 million assessment. That actually saved the city about $13,000. If they had gone forward and adjudicated through all the different levels of the appeal, they'd probably win because that's what they paid. It was an open arm's length transaction that was actively marketed by Sweeney & Associates. It's a very reputable commercial dealer, real estate expert. So again, that's about a third of the total that you see, about $18,500 abatement just on that one property.
And Neil, this is something that you're comfortable with and the administration is comfortable with?
Well, I didn't have any discussions with the administration. It's pretty much my call as far as the expert from an appraisal standpoint. But yes, I feel that if this went forward through another level of appeal, they might actually get a further reduction. But both sides were comfortable that to avoid the unpredictability of what might happen, this property has already spoken for itself. It sold for $2.5 million. There's a good argument for a $2.5 million assessment, but this adjustment only reduces it to $3 million.
And I think most of us would agree that when you start getting the lawyers involved, it can eat up 18 grand in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Nobody generally wins.
Including or not including all the time from our staff, from the administration, et cetera, et cetera. I see that as a no-win. What I see from your presentation is a reasonable compromise, and I'll support that.
Yeah, we're also eager to try to work with the property owner so they can build another tenant and get the property accelerated on the tax base. I anticipate this will probably double from where it is once they get a tenant in there.
We need to continue down that path of being having that reputation of being willing to work with the business entities to get them to stay in Warwick, to get them to come to Warwick, and to make them want to continue to do business here. And sometimes we have to do these sort of things instead of going down the path of let's get into the legal battle. We don't win with that. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. PCO 719, Pension Board. We're going to hold that until October 21st.
Motion to hold to October 21st.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 9417, State of Rhode Island Telecommunications, hold until September 16th. I'm sorry. I'd like to. October 21st.
Motion to hold to October 21st.
Seconded.
I'm just testing to see if you're all paying attention. all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCR 14817, hold till October 21st.
Motion to hold to October 21st.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 10519, a resolution to form a commission to study potential means of tax relief for Warwick residents via general exemptions for consideration relative to fiscal year 2021 and thereafter. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. If I may request a 5-minute recess.
Sure. Anybody have an objection for a 5-minute recess? No objections? You got a 5-minute recess, Councilman. It is 7:21. Looking back here at 7:26. Good evening, everyone. Let the record indicate it is now 7:26. The Finance Committee meeting is called back in session. Okay, Councilman Ricks, your pleasure on PCR 10519.
Thank you.
Hit your mic.
Let's see. Okay, I think it's on now. Thank you, Chairman. So, this resolution is to establish a commission to study different ideas. And so, some of the ideas that have been proposed, I've heard from different constituents, different experts whom I've talked to, of ideas along the lines of a homestead exemption. But while that is one approach, there are other approaches too that could help to accomplish a goal of helping people stay in their houses, especially in light of the recent tax event revaluation, in which taxes increased substantially for persons whose houses were previously valued between $150,000 and $250,000. Any examination, any potential means of tax relief for people would have to be studied very carefully and would require us to go through the General Assembly for the appropriate enabling legislation. It would be appropriate for each member of the City Council to have a role in this process, not just at the City Council level, but also during this information gathering and recommendation making stage. And so this commission would not start with a specific preconception in mind for exactly which route should be taken, but start with the values that we want to make sure that we keep Warwick affordable and that we have a measure of equity to make sure that during these years that there's so much talk about the taxes going up, that we're not disproportionately putting the burden on a certain group of people while another group of people might be getting off with less of a burden or even tax cuts at the same time that those who can least afford it have such an onerous burden. And so I propose that a commission be formed involving the 9 City Council members or their designees. And because this is something that would require General Assembly enabling legislation, I would also propose that State Representative David Bennett and State Senator Mark McKinney also be named to the commission. Certainly, we would need data and information from the city to make any well-informed recommendations here. And so, after speaking with the mayor, we both think that it would be most appropriate to have the tax assessor, the director of planning, and the director of the finance department, or their designees, also on this commission. And in order to keep public involvement, certainly any meetings of this commission would be open to the public as public meetings. But also to give the public a seat at the table, I am proposing that Eric DeGouche DiMarzio, who is a member of the public, resident of the city of Warwick for many years, and who has a background in law and planning, as well as Dean Johnson. He is a veteran who is not just a member of the public and a resident of the city, but is also a homeowner and owns several properties throughout the city of Warwick as a landlord. And I think that his experience in particular is important to have that voice, not just because of the interplay of various exemptions that are already existing, that some of the members of the proposed commission would be eligible for, but also his experience as a landlord in particular, because as Warwick has, by the best data that I was able to find, approximately two-thirds of our homes in Warwick are owner-occupied. Tenants are a minority, and we don't want to disenfranchise them either when undertaking this type of study. So while this resolution would not commit us to any specific action at this time, it would be a start for us to start having a conversation. And it's well timed because here we are in October. The soonest we could actually take any action to affect the current tax rates would be at our budget hearings this coming summer. And so this would give us a good amount of time to study the issue, study potential solutions, propose those solutions so that we as a council may consider them, and so that we may petition the General Assembly for the necessary enabling legislation to effectuate those, while giving us those months' time to thoroughly review exactly what the effect of various proposed measures would be.
Thank you, Councilman. I think that commission is a very good idea. I also would like to say I think it's going to be very helpful to the ordinance that we all unanimously supported, that I am the primary sponsor of, for veterans and senior exemptions. So I think this commission, I think that's a good idea. Any other comments, questions? Any comments or questions from members of the council? Any from members of the public? Oh, sure. Just state your name for the record, please. I'm sorry, check that mic, it may not be on.
You gotta hold it down.
There you go.
Better? My name is Melissa Shine, I'm in Ward 5, and I'd like to be on the commission.
Okay, thank you very much.
Don't you want to know why?
I will get to that. I'm just writing your name down right now. Okay, Melissa, yeah, I do want to know why. And let me just start off by saying it's very encouraging to have someone just automatically step up, not automatically, but step up and volunteer to serve on any of the commissions and committees. And it's also very difficult to get people to be able to take time out of their otherwise very active and very busy lives to be able to serve on these. So we certainly do appreciate that. And yes, I would be interested in hearing the reasons why you would like to serve on this commission and what you would hope to accomplish by being on the commission.
Well, I've looked at a lot of the numbers from the House that, you know, just ran numbers from people's property values up and down, who got a break, who didn't get a break.
Talk close to the mic. It's terrible in here.
Sorry.
Better.
So I've run a lot of numbers for people's houses, properties. I've seen, and companies, I've seen a lot go up. I've seen a lot go down. And I think that we have to establish some kind of equity. I don't know how we're going to do that, which is part of the commission, but I'd certainly be happy to do the research that it requires. I'm good at research. I'm good at looking at numbers.
Okay. This commission is going to certainly have its work cut out for it.
I know.
It's going to be a very challenging task, but I think it's a very necessary task. And if we don't begin somewheres, we're never going to get anywheres.
Yeah, I just read the ordinance last night, or else I would have contacted sooner to ask if I could be on the committee.
Okay. I'd like to talk to you more about this, too.
Not
at this meeting, but at some point.
All right, I'll send you an email.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion. Sir. Okay.
Going to make a clerical amendment. I'd like to amend page 1, line 39, and page 2, line 21. We're going to be deleting Councilman Sinapi and inserting Council President Steve Marola. Councilman Sinapi was listed twice.
Is that double dipping? Okay. On line 39 on page 1 and on line 21 on page 2.
Correct.
Okay. Anyone have any questions on that? Everyone clear? Okay. Need a motion on the amendment.
I move favorable as amended.
Seconded. We have a motion favorable as amended. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Move favorable with the amendment.
I move favorable as amended.
We have favorable as amended. Thank you very much. PCR 11219, 2019-277B, fire apparatus repair, additional vendor.
Department, excuse me, department previously requested to add Coastal International to the bid for fire apparatus repair. There were there was information that was requested. I believe that has been received now by the committee.
And okay. We did, and I know you spoke with me on it, Christy. So my questions were answered. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded. We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 13219, resolution regarding actuarial services. Council President Marola, not drafted. Council President? At the request of the sponsor, the motion is to withdraw. I need a motion.
Motion to withdraw. Seconded.
We have a motion to withdraw. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Finance Committee is adjourned at 7:39. Okay. Just quickly reopen. We need to vote on the minutes, accepting the minutes of July 15th. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes of August 19th. We have a motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion for September 4th.
Aye. Favorable action. Seconded.
A motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And motion for September 16th. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Before I move on, let me just back up a minute. Does any other members of the council have any questions on any of these minutes? Any changes? Thank you all very much. And we are adjourned at 7:40.
The time is 7:40. Health, Education, and Welfare Committee is now open. I'd like to begin with the acceptance of the minutes for the meeting held on July 15th.
Make a motion. Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Acceptance of the minutes for August 19th.
Favorable.
Seconded.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
September 4th.
Favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number one, PCO 3-18, Rocky Point Ordinance to protect the rights of the private property owners. Councilman Lattister, this is not drafted.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to put that in the pending file for the time being. I am working with the parties involved. We are very close to resolving the issues that are present. But to be on the safe side, I'm going to just keep it in the pending file.
Second that.
Motion made, seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number two, PCR 6918, resolution to establish a Bucky Brook Advisory Committee. This is not drafted. Councilman Lattiser.
Hold on November 4th.
Motion to hold till November 4th has been made. Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The time is now 7:41. Health, Education, and Welfare is closed.
I call the Ordinance Committee at 7:44. Can I get an acceptance of the minutes for the July 15th meeting?
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes for the August 19th meeting?
Second.
Moved favorable and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
The September 4th meeting, do I have favorable action?
Second.
Moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
And the September 16th meeting, do I have favorable action?
Second.
Moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. First off is PCO 18-15 Neighborhood Improvement Program. This is Councilman Lanisser, Councilwoman Travis. Not drafted.
Hold. Let's go for the 21st. We're actually talking on that right now. Was that what? No. Which one did you just? Discharge. You just talked about the water discharge.
This is neighborhood improvement program.
Yeah.
And ordinance.
Yeah, neighborhood improvement. Yes. Hold till the 21st.
Do I have a motion to hold?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. So, I was just informed the docket's going out in 5 days. So, I would say let's go for November 4th. There's going to be a little bit of homework involved with this.
Okay. Do I have a motion to hold on behalf of the sponsor till November 4th? Is there
second.
A second? It's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next up is PCO 3-19, an ordinance relative to boat storage on residential property. Councilman Corley.
I would ask that be held to November 4th.
I'll make the motion on behalf of the sponsor to hold till November 4th. Do I have a second? We have, it's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number three is PCO 10-19, an ordinance in regards to water discharge. This one, Councilman Lattiser.
Hold till November 18th.
Do I have a motion to hold till November 18th on behalf of the sponsor?
Second.
Been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number four is PCO 13-19, an ordinance in regards to no parking here to the corner on Chapman's Ave. I am the sponsor of this. I'd like to hold until November 18th.
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And finally is PCO 15-19, an ordinance in regards to health care. Councilman Lattiser, not drafted.
Say again.
It is an ordinance in regards to health care. It is not drafted.
November 18th.
I'll make a motion on behalf of the
sponsor. No, you know what, Mr. Chairman, put that, let's try for November 4th. Okay, November 18th. Where are you going to be? We'll go meet you there.
Do I have a motion to hold on behalf of the sponsor for November 18th?
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. That closes ordinance at 7:47.
Yes. We need to get a couple updates. Okay, November 19th.
19th or 18th, you mean?
Whenever 18th. That November
is. Yeah, okay. He needs a couple updates, too.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Chapman's, this Chapman's. One, same date, hold.
November 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This mine, that was mine. And that was it, right?
I got one more, I think.
One more?
It's also held same day.
Oh, tree damage?
I didn't see that. No, that's coming up. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Public Safety will convene at 7:49 p.m.
You've got to talk louder.
Public Safety will convene at 7:49 p.m. First on the docket, we have acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on July 15, 2019. Do we have a motion to accept those minutes? Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. August 19th, 2019 minutes. Do we have a motion to accept?
Motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes from September 4th, 2019. Do we have a motion to accept?
Motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes from September 16th, 2019. Do we have a motion to accept?
Motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCR 149-19, resolution with the claims. And then we have specifically, we have one claim for Kristen Miller. I actually called this individual prior to the meeting to let them know not to bother showing up because they are missing two estimates and their affidavit is incorrect. So I'd like to hold this until, at the soonest, the next meeting, which is October 21st. Do we have a motion to hold?
Motion to hold to October 21.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
The claim by Kristen Miller. The claim by Kristen Miller. For the moment, there's only one claim. Right, this is. Yeah. Oh, gotcha. And then we also have acceptance of committee minutes from August 19th. Wait. So, all in favor of holding the claim by Kristen Miller to October 21st, 2019,
aye.
As moved and seconded?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. We already moved those minutes, August 19th. There's two.
It's going to be PCR
158-19. And apparently we have a second set of minutes for the committee meeting held on August 19th, 2019. Do we have a motion to accept?
Accept that. Motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have PCR 16-18 tree damage claims. Councilman McAllister. Do we have a motion to hold?
Motion to hold till November 18th per the sponsor.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. PCR 144-19 resolution in regards to erecting stop signs in the area of Del Judas Field. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had some requested and received a police study on that particular location. That's in the area of the Del Judas Park. And we had, there's a lot of concerns there and a lot of comments from my constituents with excessive speed, running through intersections, et cetera, et cetera. And this is predominantly a location that is utilized by the youngsters, not just in that neighborhood, but throughout the city. So I requested a police study for the appropriate stop signs to be installed at those intersections as indicated. It did come back with favorable action, or I should say approval, of those stop signs, and I would respectfully request for favorable action.
Do any members of the committee have any questions for Councilman Lattiser regarding PCR 144-19? Do any members of the council have any questions? Any members of the public? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
All for favorable action.
Uh-oh. Oh, say it again. I didn't hear you.
All right. Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That concludes public safety at 7:54 p.m.
Before we go on to the next committee, if we could just convene the council, because it is past 7 o'clock and the Shanley family is here and we have some resolutions for them, then we can go right back into subcommittee if that's okay with everyone. So we'll open up the council meeting now. If everybody could return to their seats. We're going to open up the council meeting and go ahead.